Blog Talk Radio.
As she slips in, trying to fade into the faces, the girl's teasing laughter is carrying farther than they know, farther than they know. But if we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't
and lets us know that
we've got to be out there. Praise God. We have got to be about our Father's business. Truly, time is getting short. Jesus is coming soon, and are we ready? Hallelujah. That's something to think about. Hallelujah. You all can sit back and just listen to me while I preach to myself for a while. How's that? Hallelujah, because I have got to be first partakers of this fruit. Am I doing all that God has called me to do? Am I about my Father's business? Hallelujah. If he would call me today, would he say, well done, thou good and thou faithful servant? Or would he say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity? I never knew you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that's something to think about tonight, people. Hallelujah. Are we ready? Have we done all that God has called us to do? Are we walking in our calling, or are we sitting back waiting for somebody else to do the job that God has called you to do? I'm telling you tonight, God's calling for us to get off of our rear ends and be about his business. Hallelujah. We're not going to get anything done for God sitting back and saying, oh, this needs to be done and that needs to be done. If you know it needs to be done, then God's saying something to you. Hallelujah. It's about you. It's about me. Am I doing all that he wants me to do? Am I busy for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Or am I busy going about doing my own thing? What I need to do, what I need getting done in the natural. I'm telling you, it's time we put God first, then everything else, people's going to fall into place. Hallelujah. As we read the word, John chapter 15, praise God, I encourage you, get a pen and paper and write down these scriptures and find out, is it the word of God? And if it's the word of God, receive it. You know when God's talking to you. Do you know the voice of God? Hallelujah. If you don't, it's time as born again believers that we know the voice of God. Is God speaking to us tonight? Hallelujah. And what is he saying? Glory to God. Is he speaking? Hallelujah. If he's speaking, we better listen and we better put it into action. Hallelujah. It's good to have sessions to talk about what needs to be done. Hallelujah. But are we doing it? That's the thing about it. Are we about our Father's business? Are we just sitting about talking about it? Hallelujah. Let's get busy. Praise God. John chapter 15, verse 16. Praise God, and it says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things have I commanded, that ye love one another. If ye, if the, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hates you. And if you were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I have said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. And if they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and had spoken unto them, they would have not a sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the Lord is speaking to the body, hallelujah, to get it together. Praise God, and he let us know there that the world is not going to love you, but the world is going to do everything it can to hold you back, to stop you from doing what God has called you to do. But do you know that you are a chosen vessel, a royal priesthood, hallelujah, that the Lord has called and ordained and sent forth, that you should bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it you. Praise God. 19 said, I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Praise God, but I want you to know what Romans 8 and 31 said. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Get busy and do the work of the Lord, because God is for you. Hallelujah. And if God be for you, it don't matter who's against you. It don't matter who tries to stop you. I'm telling you tonight, go forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he is going to open doors. And when he opens the door, no man can close it. When he closes the door, no man can open it. Hallelujah. And 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3, 4, and 5 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination in every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought unto the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God, church. We can go forth, hallelujah, and conquer the enemy, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Glory. We have power and we have authority, because our weapons are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. in casting down imagination, glory to God, in every high thing that would try to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, hallelujah, and not only that, but bringing into captivity everything to the obedience of Christ. Glory to God, we are victorious. Hallelujah, he gave us weapons to fight with. Praise God, because he knew in this last hour that truly we're going to be busy. Glory to God, that's why the title of this message is Get Busy for God. Hallelujah, because when we take care of the things of God, God takes care of the things for us. Hallelujah, put God first and watch and see what the Lord does on your behalf. Hallelujah, I'm telling you, he will fight your battles, glory to God, when we put him first. God has given us our marching orders. Hallelujah, we are to advance into Satan's territory and take back what he stole from you and I. Hallelujah. How many knows that devil's a thief? And he's a liar. And he'll tell you you can't do it. He'll tell you it's impossible, that you can't get it done. But I'm here to tell you what thus saith the Lord, and thus saith the Lord, you can do it. Glory, you can do it. Why? Because God has commissioned you. God has ordained you. God has equipped you. And God has gave you your marching orders. How many knows, glory to God, you're advancing into Satan's territory, and you're taking back everything that he has stolen and robbed from you, because he's a thief. And I'll tell you right now some of the things that he'll try to take. And when he takes these things, he'll try to stop you from going forth. Why? Because you're focusing on the things that Satan is trying to do instead of on the bigness of your God. Because you are serving the God that said, let there be light, and they were light. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you right now some of the things that Satan tries to use to stop you. He'll try to use worry. He wants you to worry about everything. How's this going to get done? How's that going to get done? I'm telling you, God is God all by himself. Hallelujah. He'll try to use doubt on you, to think, well, maybe the Lord didn't call me. Maybe it was just me. I'm telling you, when you feel the presence of God and you know the voice of God, it's time to move. Don't let doubt set in. Don't let worry set in. Don't let fear set in. Hallelujah. Because God is not the author of fear. Hallelujah. But a peace, a love, and a sound mind. Glory. Don't forgiveness be in your heart. That's one of the things that Satan will use to try to hold you back. And I'm going to mention quite a few things here, and then we're going to pray, and we're going to get back in the Word of God and see what God is saying to us. And if any of these things or all of these things affect you, get rid of them. Get rid of them tonight. Lay them on the altar and don't pick them back up, but give them to God. Glory. I'm telling you. So we said, worry. Oh, Satan wants you to worry, but don't do it, because my God will make a way where there seemeth to be no way, because He is the way. He'll want doubt to set in. He'll want fear to set in. He'll want unforgiveness to set in. Somebody's wronged you, just forgive them and go on. It's only hurting you when you hold unforgiveness in your heart. Let it go, because if you forgive, you shall be forgiven. I'm telling you a big one he uses in the body of Christ is jealousy. Don't let jealousy be in your heart. Get rid of it. There's no place in the body of Christ. If your brother and your sister gets blessed, rejoice with them. Hallelujah. Because when you rejoice with them, you'll be next in line for some blessings. Glory to God. But when you have jealousy in your heart, God can't move. Why? God's not in jealousy. Glory. You know, another thing that's a big one that Satan tries to use is discord. He wants to sow discord among the brethren. Glory to God. Maybe you feel like somebody ought to be working with you. Maybe you feel like somebody should be supporting your ministry. Maybe you feel like somebody should be singing when you're preaching, and it's causing discord. Glory to God. Let it go. God will send the one that needs to be there. You don't need to figure it out, because when you figure it out, you've done the wrong thing, because I'm telling you, God will do it. God will do it all by Himself. Don't let discord come in among the brethren. God is a God of peace. Glory. Don't let lack. Oh, don't let lack hold you back. I don't care if you got 2 pennies in your pocket to rub together. When there's a job that needs to be done, I'm telling you, my God's going to meet the needs. I got a revival coming up. Glory to God. And it's in Columbus, Ohio. And I'm in Garrett, Kentucky. And I don't got $1 for gas. But I know by September the 6th, the money will be in my hand for me to get the gas to go there, because I know that this revival is ordained by God, and I don't know how, but I know it's going to be in my hand. And I'll tell you this, God has done so many miracles for us in the last 2 weeks. I'm telling you, it blows my mind. But I'm telling you, He's God all by Himself. talking about lack. I had no money whatsoever to get a car, and I haven't had a car for about 6 months, and I had to bum rides everywhere, and I couldn't go out to other churches because I had no way to get there. But I'm telling you, my God made a way. I got a 2006 Hyundai sitting out in my driveway. It's insured. It's tagged. Glory to God, it was given to me. Praise God, and they even paid to have it transferred. They paid for my tags. They paid for it all, and even put $20 in gas, telling me my God can't do it. And my daughter had a mighty need within her life, and she was crying out to God. And just a couple hours ago, there was a knock on the door. Hallelujah. And that need was met. And she had another need, oh, that was even greater than the other one. And there was another one that come to the door and said, so-and-so's going to do this and that for you. And that took care of that. Praise God, because we had lack. We had no money to get the job done. But we serve a God, church, that owns it all. So don't let lack stop you from stepping out, because whatever you need, it will be there. Praise God. Just look at Lazarus. Glory to God. He was dead for 4 days, but Jesus was right on time. Hallelujah. We serve an on-time God, and he'll meet your needs. He won't let you down. So don't let lack hold you back. Glory to God, because I'm telling you, whatever you need will be there. If it's transportation, it'll be there. If it's gas, it'll be there. Whatever, if it's food, it will be there. Glory to God, we're going on. We're going on, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to go forth and preach what thus saith the Lord, not what Barb says. What I say ain't worth a hill of beans, but if it's the word of God, you better take it. I'm telling you, another thing that Satan will use, he'll try to rock you to sleep spiritually. Oh, don't let him be fully awake. Be about your Father's business. It's time for the church to arise and hold up that bloodstained banner. Glory to God, I'm telling you. Glory to God, don't let Satan rock you to sleep. Don't get comfortable. Hallelujah. Stay spiritually awake and spiritually aware of where the enemy is and what the enemy is trying to do. Don't let lust creep in there. I'm telling you, many ministries are destroyed because of lust. Lusting after this and lusting after that. The only thing we should want more and more and more of is Jesus. Hallelujah. Give me Jesus. More and more and more. I'm telling you, glory to God, people. I need more of Jesus today than I did yesterday. Because I'm getting closer and closer to the coming of the Lord. in, I must be about my Father's business. And he has supplied every need. I have no excuse that will hold in the sight of the Lord. Don't let sin creep in there. Don't let disobedience come in there. Don't let rebellion come in there. Because I'm telling you, if the Lord tells you something to do, praise God, and you don't do it like he said do it, that is not obedient. That is disobedient. I'm telling you, by example, I know when the Lord was bringing me into obedience, when he was teaching me, I was standing in a Pentecostal deliverance in Columbus, Ohio, at 744 Berkeley Avenue, and that's where I'm going to preach the revival. But I was standing there, and I was the assistant pastor at that time. I was assistant pastor there for 14 years, but God was teaching me. I was new in this thing, and God was teaching me, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, and the Spirit was moving in such a mighty way in that service, and he said, stand up and clap your hands 10 times, and I am going to bless you more than I ever have before. So I stood up, and I began to clap my hands, and I was getting excited. I clapped them all the way to 10, and then I clapped them another time. I clapped them 11 times, and I sat back down in my seat. And the more I sat there, the madder I got. And I said, Lord, you said you would bless me if I would stand up and clap my hands 10 times, and you would bless me. He said, yeah, and you didn't do what I said. You did more. You clapped them 11 times. And that was disobedience, because that was not what I told you to do. I told you 10 times, and you did 11. I thought if I did more, I would get blessed more. But I'm telling you, church, it don't work that way. Do exactly what God says do, and do it when God says do it, because God has a timing. Move in God's timing. When God says do it, because if you don't, you're walking in disobedience, and disobedience will get you in trouble with God. If you disobey God, repent, ask him to deliver you and forgive you and to help you to go on. Unrighteousness. Rejecting the voice of God. We've got to know God's voice. And if God is telling you to do it, to obey the voice of the Lord. Because I'm telling you, halfway won't do it. You can't be a half-a-stepping glory to God. You can't tell half of it and leave half of it off. If God is giving you a message, you gotta preach the whole thing. I don't care who gets mad at you. Somebody might like it and somebody might don't like it. I'm telling you, the only one you got to worry about is God. Are you pleasing to the Lord? It don't matter what man thinks. If God gives you something, preach it like it is. 99 and a half won't do. Glory to God. It's got to be the whole thing. Glory to God. We can't be carnal minded. The devil would try to pull you away and get you to be carnal minded. But you got to keep your minds stayed on the Lord. And when you do, he'll keep you in perfect peace. Don't let Satan cause your mind to be carnal. It's his job to drop those old thoughts in there. But you got power and you got authority to reject it and get rid of it. And I'm telling you, a judgmental spirit will cause you to lose out in what God has for you. Glory to God. Preach the word like it is. Tell it like it is. But we're not the judge. Glory to God. There's only one judge, and he's a just judge. Hallelujah. To Satan wants you to love the flesh more than you love God. And if we care about the flesh more than we care about the things of God, we cannot get this job done for God. Glory to God. It will hinder, it will stop the move of God. Pride will stop the move of God. To think you're better than anybody else. Glory to God. God can't use you if you've got a proud and an arrogant spirit, because God wants us to have a meek and a humble spirit. Yes, we got to stand bold for the things of God, but not with pride and not with arrogance to think we're better than anybody else. Praise God, we've got to have a meek and a humble spirit. Praise God, sometimes we need an attitude adjustment, and God will do it. Glory to God, how many of you have been back on the potter's wheel? Glory to God, you that's been saved for a while know what I'm talking about. Praise God, because we are the clay, and we've got to be put back on that potter's wheel sometimes. Pressed down, smashed down, and reshaped, remolded, and remade, because we get an attitude. Sometimes we try to resist what God has given us to do, for the fear of man. I'm telling you, the only fear we need is to have a godly fear. Don't fear man, what man will do, what man will say. Glory to God. I'm telling you, Satan will try to get you to be lukewarm. He'll want you half in and half out. And if you are, God can't use you. God can't use you if you're not fully in, fully surrendered unto the Lord. Glory to God. I'm telling you, God will take you places that you will never imagine that you could ever go. I'm telling you right now, the Lord has just blown my mind with this reaching out radio, and with one mind and one One Accord TV. I'm telling you, did I ever think that God could use me in these areas? No. Glory to God. And I didn't open the door, and man didn't open the door. God did. Hallelujah. This was a ministry that God birthed with an evangelist, Montel Fields. Praise God, 4 years ago. Praise God. And I thank the Lord that she allows me this opportunity to come before you and obey the Lord. Not everybody will do that. Why? Because jealous spirits sets in, discord sets in, all these things, doubt and worry and all these things sets in, but I praise God that God's put people together, that they can work together and get the job done. Hallelujah. And I thank God that God has put me and Evangelist Montel Fields together. He's knitted our hearts together just like David and Jonathan. Hallelujah. And Samuel. Hallelujah. If any of you knows the Word of God, you know how their hearts was knitted together. And I feel that's what God has done. Praise God with me and Evangelist Montel Fields. Praise God, he's knitted our hearts together in love. We can work together because there's no pride. There's no jealousy. There's no discord. But there's unity in our midst. And therefore God can move. Therefore we can obey God. And the word that we give, it just goes together. But God is warning his people, don't get lukewarm, because in Revelation chapter 3, it said, I'd rather ye be hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. So don't let Satan steal your joy, your peace, till you get in that lukewarm position. Oh, I'm telling ya, backbiting is another thing that Satan uses, and I'm telling you, God is not pleased with it. Glory to God, because you wound your brothers and your sisters. And another thing that Satan tries to use is for you depend on your own strength. You can do nothing on your own. Glory to God, there's no way. I know I cannot bring forth this word of God on my own. Praise God, because in Acts 17 and 20, I think, glory to God, says, in him I live, I move, and I have my being. It's only in him I can do these things. It's only in him that I can share this word with you. Glory to God. It's time we get busy, church. Get busy. Glory to God. Another thing that he'll use is fornication. Oh, the lust of the eye. He'll try to pull you away. He'll try to cause you to commit fornication. He'll try to get you to hate your brother. He'll try to get you to be vengeance, to try to get back at somebody. He'll try to use unbelief. He'll try to use respecter of person, and God is no respecter of person. Glory to God. He don't want you to be spiteful. He don't want you to be boastful. He don't want you to be unmerciful. He don't want you to envy. He don't want you to be a whisperer behind people's back. Praise God, if you wouldn't say nothing to their face, don't say it behind their back. And if you can't say something good, don't say nothing at all. Glory to God, there's times I say, Lord, glory to God, don't let me say nothing that's displeasing to you. If my tongue has to cleave to the roof of my mouth, I don't want to say anything that's displeasing to my Father. Glory to God. Don't be ashamed to stand for God, because if we are ashamed of Him, He will be ashamed of us before the Father. Satan wants you to be full of excuses, but I'm telling you, there ain't no excuse that's going to hold. And Satan wants you to have no time for God. He wants you to be consumed in self. What I need, what I want. When you get to I, me, that's when you get in trouble. Because it's not about me, it's not about you. God, it's about Him. And how can I glorify Him? How can I lift Him up? Praise God, just think about it. Oh, glory, we've got to look how long we've got in a day. Just to think about it, how much time do we really spend with the Lord? And I'm telling you, I'm talking to me. How much time do I spend in the presence of God? How much time do I stand praying and fasting and seeking the face of my Father? Another trick that Satan has, he'll want you to follow man. I'm telling you, man can have some good ideals, but if God don't direct you in that area, you can't go, because you'll fall flat on your face. And you'll wonder why, and you'll blame God, and you'll say, God, I was doing this for you. But He was saying, yeah, you was following man. Let your instructions come from the Lord. I'm telling you, Satan, another thing he'll try to use, he'll try to get you to look back on your past failures, because we've all had them. Glory to God, if I look back on my past failures, I'd never go forth in God. That's why I'm not looking back, but I'm pressing on towards the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, my Lord and my Savior. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Satan will try to use anything he can to hold you back. Don't let him do it. Don't let him. Glory to God, you have power and you have authority. God has gave you your marching orders. I want you to think about this for a minute. Glory to God. Don't let Satan steal nothing from you. God is calling you. God's giving you your marching orders to advance into Satan's territory and take back everything he stole from you. Glory to God. Are you ready to go with me to the enemy's camp? Hallelujah. We're going to take it back, everything that he's stolen and robbed from us. Just think about this for a minute. We are not on the defensive. We are no longer running or afraid. We are no longer, praise God, waving a white flag of surrender, of defeat. Why? Because we are not defeated. Hallelujah. We are victorious in every area of our life. If we're not, we are doing something wrong. Because God's word said, I can be victorious in the areas I'm not, I need to examine myself and find out where I am coming up short. It's not God, it's me. It's not God in your life, it's you. I'm the only one that can hinder God from moving in my life. I'm the only one that can let Satan get an advantage on me. Glory to God. God is ready to restore. Did you hear what I said? God is ready to restore right now everything that Satan has stolen from you. Hallelujah. God is ready right now to clean up and to destroy every stronghold of Satan that he has built up in the innermost regions of our mind. I'm telling you, that's where the battle is. He takes control in our minds. Glory to God, but we got power over him. We have full control of our imaginations. Didn't I just read the word to you where it said our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Glory to God. In Isaiah 54 verse 17 said, no weapon. Hallelujah. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so glad about that tonight. No weapon. Did you hear what I said? Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you's gonna prosper. Hallelujah. We have got the goods. Glory to God. If you're born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, and Jesus abides on the inside. Glory to God. And as Ephesians chapter 6 says, verse 10 through 24, praise God, about putting on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand and to withstand all the wiles of the devil. Praise God, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities, against the powers of the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, we need to take the whole armor of God. Why? That we may be able to withstand in the evil day. Glory to God. Look around. What day are we living in right now? Glory to God, if this is not an evil day, glory to God, I don't want to see one, do you? Glory to God, because it waxes worse and worse every day. And that's what the word said. Why? People deceiving and being deceiving. Glory to God, if the blind lead the blind, they both gonna fall in the ditch. Glory to God, so don't follow the blind. Glory to God, and you that's blind, get in the word and get your eyesight. Glory to God, that you may help somebody instead of hurt them. Because I'm telling you, if we lead them in the wrong direction, their blood's going to be required at mine and your hand. Yes, I said mine and your hand. Glory to God, he set us as watchmen on the wall. Glory to God, therefore, we're to preach the word, we're to tell it like it is. Glory to God, no matter who it hair lips, no matter if they like it or not, glory to God, that's not up to us to decide. Glory to God, it's up to us to give the word exactly like it is. Glory to God, and he already told us in Revelation, the last chapter, don't add to it. If I add to it, the plagues is going to be added to me. If I take away, my name will be taken out of the Lamb's Book of Life. Glory to God, and I'm telling you, I'm going to tell it like it is. I don't want your blood dripping off of my hands. So I'm telling you, get busy, get busy, get busy. There's work, there's work, there's work. And the word said, work while it is day. When night cometh, no man can work. Glory to God in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14. Said, stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. What is truth? The word. The word of God. That is the truth. Hallelujah. Get busy. Glory to God. We have an unlimited, unsuppressed power. The greatness of his power is in you and I. Think about that. We now have the power to overcome all the power of the devil. Glory to God. We're going to pray right there. And if any of those things that I mentioned has tried to arise in your life, we're going to bind them right now. Glory to God, because they've got no place in your life. Glory to God, you're a minister. You're an ambassador. You're a pastor. You're an evangelist. You're a prophet. You're a teacher. Glory to God, I'm telling you, these things have no part in our life. And they try to creep in there. They try to steal. He don't want us to be boastful. Oh, look what I've done. Look at who I saved. Look at who I healed. I'm telling you, you can't save nobody. You can't heal nobody. Glory to God. God's looking for vessels to work through. Hallelujah. Let's pray right now, and then we're going to get back in the Word. Glory. Dear Heavenly Father, God, as I lift every person up that's hearing this Word, that's going to hear it, that's going to go back even in time and hear it. Lord God, you know this word's going to come forth. Glory to God in everything that was on this paper that the devil tries to use against the child of God. Glory, whether it be envy, pride, unforgiveness, whether it be lack, discord, lust, sin, rebellion, glory to God, a carnal mind, judgmental, pride, attitude, resentment, weakness, lukewarmness, backbiter, those that are wounded, those that are depending on their own strength, those that are committing fornication, those that hate. Oh, God, move in these areas, those that are vengeance, those that are holding unbelief, boastful, envious whispers, ashamed to stand for you. Those that are following after man, those that are looking back. God, touch your people, Lord. God, minister to each and every one. Lord God, you know where this word's going forth. Lord, and you said your word would not return unto you void, but it's going to accomplish what you sent it out to do. Dear Heavenly Father, move right now on those that have attitudes that's not like you. Oh, God, those that think they're better than anybody else, those that jealous spirit within the body of Christ, I bind it. Oh, we cast it out. It has no place. Fear has no place. Doubt has no place. Lord, those that are struggling right now, those, God, that know they have been called but have not stepped out yet because of fear. Fear they can't do it. They're worried they're not good enough. Oh, they can't speak good enough. They can't read the word good enough. Excuses. God, when you've called them, you've qualified them, you've justified them, you've anointed them, you've equipped them with everything they need to go forth. Open their eyes unto the truth, even as we close out this prayer. Oh, my God. Open the eyes right now. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Lord, those that you're showing right now, that they have been led in the wrong direction because they have been given half-truths and they say it's okay to sin a little, that everybody sins every day. That's a lie straight from the pits of hell. You said those that sin are of the devil, but those that are trained, those that are walking uprightly before you, if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that we are not going to continue in that sin, but we are going to come out of it. God, I thank you right now for each and every one that's hearing this word. God, that we're going to get busy, 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 busy. We're going to get busy for you. Hallelujah. Because we are working under unlimited power. Hallelujah. There's no limit to the power that you have gave us. The greatness, hallelujah, of the power that you have gave to us, that we can go forth in your name. Praise God. In Mark chapter 16, verse 17 through 20. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me turn there. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mark 16. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm telling you, I want to read this, and I want you to go back and read it, and read it over and over and over and over. Hallelujah, because God's going to speak to you through this. Glory to God. In Mark chapter 16, verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. Hallelujah. And listen to 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming his word with signs following. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, you are not alone. God has called you. God has called you out, but you are not alone. The Lord is working with you, and he is confirming his word with signs following. Amen. And you know what amen means? So be it. Glory to God. It's a done deal. Hallelujah. I want you to go back and read it and read it and read it, because God is ministering to you through this word. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. And this is what Jesus said in John 14 and 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works shall and then these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Glory to God. If that is not a mind blower, I don't know what is. Hallelujah. We can go forth and do even greater works because he's gone to the Father. He's at the right hand, and he sent you and I a comforter, which shall lead and guide us into all true paths of righteousness, for his name's sake, and shall bring all things to your remembrance. Glory to God, we need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's a teacher, it's a leader, it's a guider. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need that inducement of power in these last days from on high, to be baptized in the Holy Ghost and fire. Hallelujah. Talking about power, glory, wonder working power. Romans 13, 11 and 12. And that knowing that is the time, that is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is your salvation nearer than when ye believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, and not in righteousness and drunkenness, not in the chamberness and wantonness, not in strife and envy. 14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Glory to God. All we got to do is focus in on the Lord. Glory to God, and not worry about the things of the flesh, because the things of the flesh will get you in trouble with God. Excuse me. Hallelujah. I had to get me a drink of pop. Romans 8, verse 37 through 39. Let me turn there. Glory to God. We need to read it, because I believe it's very important to get the Word of God. Get your Bible out. See if I'm telling you the truth. Glory to God. And if I'm telling you the truth, to listen to what it's saying unto you. I'm going to go back to Romans. It's still Romans 8, but verse 14. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So I'm telling you, we've got to be led by the Spirit of God. And we've got to have a made-up mind that nothing is going to separate us from God. Glory to God. Verse 31 in that verse there says, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? We said that earlier. Okay, we're going to skip down to 34. Who is he that condemn? Is it not Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercessions for us? Think about that. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, fame, nakedness, peril, sword? For it is written, for thy sake ye are killed all the day long. Ye are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all pains you are more than conquerors through him that loves us. I'm going to read that again. Hallelujah. I want you to get it. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height, nor depth, neither any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Don't that make you excited to know? Don't you feel like Paul, praise God, when he was writing here to the Romans, he was plain about it, wasn't he? Glory to God, nothing's going to separate me from God. I'm telling you, the alarm has been sounded. We need to sound the alarm. We must sound the alarm. Hallelujah. Glory. You must sound the alarm. Hallelujah. I know I said it and I said it, and the reason I did, you must go sound the alarm. Go together. Warn the people to get ready, and not only get ready, to stay ready. Hallelujah. We don't know the day or the hour. Hallelujah. We got to be ready at all times. And if he calls me today, I want to be ready. I want him to say, well done. Ye must be yielded to the Spirit of God. At all times, we've got to yield to that Spirit. If at 12 o'clock and you're in bed and the Lord said, get up and pray, get up and pray, because somebody needs it. If at 3 o'clock in the morning he tells you to go to somebody, you better go. Glory to God, if he tells you to buy somebody some groceries, you better do it. Glory to God, we got to walk in obedience. Glory to God, and I shared my story a while ago about how that I was in disobedience because I did more than God said. I figured I'd get blessed more, but I didn't get blessed because I didn't do what God said. And I left that service and I was miserable because I know that I had failed God. I didn't do what he said, but it was a learning time for me. Glory to God. Last thing I want to tell you is to live in victory, because victory's yours. Victory is yours. Glory to God. I thank you for listening tonight. I thank you for hanging in there with me. Glory to God, because we need to get busy. And I want you to know I'm preaching to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You all just got in on it. Hallelujah. But if any part of that word hits you, measure up to it. Don't shake it off. Don't deny it. Because God's speaking. Glory to God. I'm going to close for now. Remember, Jesus loves you. Glory to God. This is Reaching Out Radio. And I'm Pastor Barbara Smith with the King of Glory Ministries in Garrett, Kentucky. And we're going to preach you the truth. I'm telling you what they said was sin in the Word. It's sin today. No matter how they try to sweeten it up, glory to God, they try to cover it up, masquerade it, and all these other things. But I'm telling you, sin is sin. Glory to God. And they now to where they'll say common law marriage. You're married. No, you're not. That's a lie from Satan. Glory to God. And if you don't get it right and Jesus comes, you'll be sorry. Glory. Hallelujah. And I know some people say you're a radical Christian. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I want to be all God wants me to be. Hallelujah. If I'm radical for God, hallelujah. Glory to God, because I know that God is for me and that He loves me and He loves you. Glory to God. So I pray, if you don't know God as your personal Savior, that you'll bow down now and accept Him. Glory to God. My phone's going dead, so I've got to hang up. But I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to pray as soon as I get off this phone. Remember, Jesus loves you. And you can do it. God didn't make a mistake when He called you. He knew exactly what He was doing. Get busy for the Lord. God bless you. You have a wonderful night.